One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
That's right. Golf is the language spoken here every Sunday, rain or shine or wind or snow, on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello, fellow golfers, and hello to all. Welcome. Thanks for listening. We couldn't do this without you. Thank you for being the most important part of what we do. I'm Jay Ritchie. The Duke, Robert DeCosa, is in master control, and we have a great show lined up for you today here on Tee to Green. First-time guest Don Ray is here today. He's had quite the career and quite the journey, from minor league baseball umpire to golf course owner to being named this past November as the 44th president of the PGA of America. Don's a couple of months into his two-year term, representing some over 31,000 PGA of America golf professionals from all over the USA, and he stops by Tee to Green today to help us recap the just-completed PGA show in Orlando, Florida, and also to look ahead on what is on his agenda for the next couple of years. Don Ray will be joining us today here on Tee to Green. Speaking of the PGA show, it just wrapped up. Tens of thousands of representatives of the golf business gathering for the biggest PGA show in 15 years, and we will recap it today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7, I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots, oh Lord. What club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from the double bogey blues.
It's America's longest running network radio golf show. It's Tee to Green, back with you for another season and another year in 2025. Tee to Green, now live and ready to go on Sirius XM and the XM channel 203, Sirius channel 217, and the Sirius XM app. I'm Jay Ritchie, teeing it up, talking golf with Don Ray here on Tee to Green.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only. Select a request two for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Golfers, listen, because we speak their language every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. That's right. Great to be back with you. I'm Jay Ritchie. We've got Robert DeCosa, the Duke, in master control. And, wow, it's hard to believe we're already nearly a month into the brand new year, nearly a month into 2025. And I know for a few of you, it's going to be a while before you touch your golf clubs or get out on the course again. A lot of folks around the country just trying to survive brutal weather conditions. We've had snow in parts of the country that don't usually see snow, and some golf course superintendents and greenskeepers working hard to keep things going through the frozen winter months. In fact, next week on the show, we're going to do a segment just about how they do that when the temperature in places that don't usually get cold weather get some really cold weather, and how they keep courses going through the winter to get them ready for you to play come summer. But that'll happen next week on the show. For this week's show, we've got our first guest standing by and ready to go. We also have Debbie O'Connell with us as well. And let's say hi to Debbie first and welcome her back to TD Green. Deb, how are you doing?
Oh, I am great, Jay. I'm so excited to be here and share so much that happened at the PGA show in the world of golf. This is just an exciting time when we all get together. And I've missed being here with you. I've missed you. So I'm so glad to be back.
Well, this is the first time that the three of us, you and I and the Duke, have been together live in a while. So I think we got a really great show for the folks lined up today. And let's bring our first guest on. First-time guest on Tee to Green, too, Don Ray, recently named the 44th president of the PGA of America. That happened back in November. It's a two-year term. Don's had, as I mentioned in the open, quite the journey from Major League Baseball umpire to golf course owner to being named the head man at the PGA of America back in November, a couple of months into his PGA of America presidency. And we welcome him today to Tee to Green. Hey, Don, how you doing?
Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
Well, we're doing good. Did you survive your first, as president, your first big PGA show?
I did. I think I lost some of my voice, though. I talked to so many members, and you know, it was an amazing show. Obviously, 30,000 people were there, and over 6,000 PGA members. But I might have shaken every one of their hands and talked to them. But I'm doing great.
before we get to the show itself and the role the PGA of America played with that and recap the show a little bit, your journey, I mentioned baseball, minor league baseball umpire to golf course owner. Let's talk about that strange, long, strange trip, to quote the great Dead, that you've been on.
Well, I didn't make it to the big leagues. I was in AAA. I did it for 9 years, made it up to AAA. I did a lot of major league spring training games, but never got the call. And then, you know, a great job to have as a minor league umpire is to drive as a Christmas driver for UPS. And I delivered to a golf course out here in Arizona. And this gentleman, Jim Mooney, he's now a half-century PGA member, was so nice and always seemed like he just was having the greatest day of his life. And I bet it'd be kind of cool to work at a golf course. How do you get in the golf business? And he said, well, if you're going to get in the golf business, you've got to be a PGA member. And then I got the number and found out how to do it and got to take the playing ability test and practiced my clubs on the road with me that year in AAA and passed the PGA, the playing ability test later that year, and boom, I was off and running.
Well, Don, what a great story. I guess kind of you get the feel of when people yell at you for a bad call, so if any members are dissatisfied, you're really good at handling that, aren't you?
I definitely am. No one, you know, I can't eject them like I used to be able to eject players or coaches in the game, but I wouldn't want to either. But, you know, one of the things as a, you know, as an umpire is you're only as good as your next call. So no matter what happens on a call, what is the next one? You got to be really good at that. And I think that's just good leadership, too. There's no doubt there's some things that I learned as an umpire that I apply in the boardroom, that I apply in my life. And but, yeah, it is quite interesting. But nobody's that crazy. I mean, I had, you know, a guy named Lee Ilya when I was in A-ball in the Florida State League. He bit my chin. So I don't think any members are going to bite my chin when they're yelling at me. So I think I'm safe.
He's also the owner-operator of Augusta Ranch Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona, the PGA, the new PGA of America president. Don Ray Jr. is our guest on the show today. Don, when I say PGA of America, a lot of people hear PGA, and they think PGA Tour, and they think of Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods and people like that and some of the big PGA Tour events. But these are two separate organizations, are they not?
Yeah, absolutely, and you're right, a lot of people think that. They're like, hey, do you know Tiger Woods? And so I know Tiger Woods, but, you know, I don't play against him, thankfully. And but, you know, I look at the PGA Tour as they play for millions, and the PGA of America gets millions to play. I mean, that's the difference. You know, 30,000 men and women out there trying to get people to get the ball airborne and raising money for their local communities. And, yeah, it's a common question of the differences between our associations because they think we're the same, which is why we modified our logo a little bit. We wanted everybody to know that we were of America. And we wanted to know that we're not about the money, we're about the love, and we love this game. And so, yeah, I like telling the story. People ask me the question, but it always bothers me if they don't know the difference because even the legislators in D.C. sometimes confuse us, which, you know, all of a sudden puts a spotlight on us that we have this billion-dollar budget and we don't. You know, we just try to grow the game every day.
And growing the game is such a key. And you had the opportunity, as you said, to meet with so many of your members, and you did a State of the Union while at the PGA show. Would you share some about PGA of America and where it is right now and where it's heading?
Well, you know, I think certainly we're so excited because the recreational game is booming. I mean, and our members are on the front line of that. I'm on the front line of that because I'm a member too. And so I think that's what we're really focusing on right now is we have a lot of young professionals kind of in the queue in our education program, level one, level two, level three, and the students at the PGM universities that are across, there's 16, 17 of them across the nation. So there's 8,000 young men and women that aspire to be PGA professionals. So we've got to mentor up those kids and get them going. We've got our older members who are starting to retire, so we're looking at, you know, bringing in mentors and mentees and putting them together. And then, you know, certainly we have majors on every tour, and we're excited about the majors we have. You know, PGA Championships at Coral Hollow, that's exciting. The KPMG Women's PGA Championship on the LPGA Tours at our home in Frisco, Texas. The Senior PGA Championships at Congressional, what an amazing sight. And then, of course, the Ryder Cup later on in the year at a public facility. And being from a public facility, you know, that's just great news. But really, it's just getting our members out of the office and onto the greens. Whether it's the driving range or the putting green or the first tee, we know our members build relationships. So we got to get them out of the office and out there on the course building relationships.
part of your role is to also make things work amongst the major organizations in golf. Your collaboration with the USGA and the LPGA Tour, the Ladies Tour, how is all that going?
I think it's going great. You're right. It's an ecosystem, and each one of us, even though we're separate organizations, we impact each other. You know, and you heard at the show, you know, Derek and I, we, on behalf of our members, the 30,000 members, and all the 28.1 million golfers who play on a golf course, and heck, all of the 47 million that play on and off a golf course, about the rollback. So we're trying to be the voice of the golfer in the game and let the USGA know what we're hearing about the rollback, and people don't want to hit it shorter. Our lace with the LPGA is they get a new, you know, CEO. Derek's excited to meet that person when they come in, and working with Liz right now. And you know, constant conversations with Jay Monahan and Augusta and everybody who's in that space. The owners. I'm going to the superintendent show next week. I just saw the owners last week. And, yeah, those relationships are really good. And I think we're all just moving together because the game is so healthy right now. It's important that we do work together. It's very important.
Yeah, 2020 certainly gave the golf industry quite a boost when it was one of the few activities that anyone could do. Many new golfers came into the game, and that growth was there. Have we been sustaining that growth, Don?
We absolutely have. It, you know, it's continued to grow, and you're right. I mean, we've basically invented social distancing, right? I mean, four people go off every 8 minutes. I mean, you can't do better than that. And we are, you know, and I, you know what's exciting, too, is the golf courses are getting better at their businesses, and they're investing in their businesses. That's what I like to see. They're investing in human capital. Our PGA members and the people at Golf Course Across the Nation are getting raises. That's a good thing. And then golf courses are investing in their bunkers or their greens or their buildings. But I see that at Augusta Ranch, that everything has stayed the same. It didn't quite hockey stick it like it did there for a while, but it has not gone down, even though weather's been a little worse. So, everything's good. We just keep maintaining it.
Yeah, Don is the new president of the PGA of America. We're going to have him for 2 seconds. We'll pick it up on the other side with Don Ray today on Tee to Green.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
It's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too, every week, every Sunday, for anyone and everyone interested in golf. It's Tee to Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. Our guest is the new president of the PGA of America, the 44th president in the history of that group, Don Rae. He was appointed back in November to serve a two-year term. The PGA of America, one of the big things they do is, of course, the annual PGA golf show in Orlando, Florida, just concluded the 72nd annual, and Debbie was there. Don, of course, was there. I couldn't make it, but I've been hearing from everyone that I've talked to all week long, the biggest, largest show in some 15 years, which goes to what we're talking about, guys, right before we went to break, about the growth and the continued surge in golf. Don, were you guys surprised at how big it was this year, or was that kind of anticipated going in?
Well, definitely pleasantly surprised. I mean, we figured it would trend upward. Isn't it amazing? Just a few years ago, somebody were saying, well, the show's dead. It'll never recover from COVID. People just do business online. But they forgot that people like people. And so, it was a big show. 30,000, like I said. You know, there was over 1,000 vendors, over 330,000 square feet of space. It was 1.1 million of space in the meeting rooms and everything else. 80 countries were represented. So it was very exciting. Our teaching and coaching summit was on the front end of it. We had an all-time high on that, too. 706 PGA professionals attended our summit. So by all accounts, this was the best show in a very, very long time.
It was very much buzzing with excitement the entire time. I mean, what a show. And one of the things that's always fun to see, the new innovations that come out, all of the simulators that are out there now, there's so much to see, which we'll talk more about in our final segment. But another thing that you did there, Don, that was so important was your national awards reception. And you have so many extraordinary PGA professionals, and there's a few who stand out. Would you share some about those awards and some of the great people you have in your organization?
Yeah, you know, and it is cool to celebrate them then. We used to always do it at our annual meeting in November, and we still do. But nobody would really get to celebrate it throughout the year at their clubs. And so to do it in front of everybody there at the show and say, hey, here's our award winners for the year, you know, I think it's just a great way to do it. And then their clubs are there to celebrate them and their friends, and that's great. But, yeah, our golf special leader, Scott Parrish, when I called him and told him, you know, he was crying, you know. I mean, this is a big deal. I mean, there's 30,000 PGA members, and you're the best of the best. And certainly we have 41 sections, and we've got winners of awards in all those sections who are making an impact. And that's kind of the pool of talent that ends up going into a national award. So, yeah, just to talk to Scott and all the award winners to see what they're doing, it just makes you proud.
And one of them stood out to me, a gal who I am friends with because she's a dual member of the PGA of America and the LPGA, Cammie Maxfield. She won your Deacon Palmer Award, which I looked up. I'm like, what was that about? And it's an award that is gives special recognition to a PGA golf professional who personally displays outstanding integrity, character, and leadership in the effort to overcome a major obstacle. And that defines Cammie so well. She fought cancer for an incredible amount of years and continued to work the entire time. I don't know if you know Cammie personally or knew her. She did end up losing the battle, but an extraordinary member of both the LPGA and PGA.
Yeah, you are so right. That was a very emotional situation. I called Chris Kenny, who's on our board of control, a member out there, and he, I just asked him about Cammie, and you're exactly right, Deb. I mean, she was the consummate golf professional for the LPGA and the PGA of America, and
it just shows you, you know, how a servant's heart is, it impacts lives. Some people are successful and they're recognized, but some people are significant and they bring others up. And that was Cammie.
How many LPGA member or females, not necessarily LPGA, but how many female members do you have in the PGA of America?
Oh man, that's a good question. It's I should know that.
I thought maybe you might know.
I should know that number, but it's changed, and I just looked at that, and I don't have it on my notes right here either. I don't want to say the wrong number. I'll tell you this, not enough. We want more of them. You know what I mean? I think I have a young daughter. She's 22, and I see, you know, hopefully she gets in the golf business, but she wants to be a doctor. So whatever way I win, I'll play golf with her, or she can help me. We need more women golf professionals. You know what was exciting is there's now almost 8 million women golfers out there. It's the highest percentage we've had ever. 28% of the 28 million golfers are now women. So that's a great sign to see that move up, because that will help me get future members in our association that are women. Because if you see it, you can be it.
Yeah, and so many of that has changed. The LPGA is very much focused on what we call changing the face of the game, and that's the gender as well as the color of people's skin and getting as many people involved. And the girls' golf program has helped that. First Tee has helped that. And those juniors are now adults, and that's when that number has gone up, because I think the number of junior girls playing has risen tremendously too, and it's nearing that 40%. Number as opposed to what it used to be down in the low 20s. So there's so much growth, and the PGA of America and the LPGA has partnered in where your Class A members can fast track to the LPGA, and LPGA Class A members can fast track to the PGA. You know, there's obviously education and testing to go through, but it is a fast track for those of us who are experienced and already certified at a certain level. So I think that will help both organizations as well.
Absolutely. You know, Marvel Bernard's a good friend of mine. She introduced me to your new president, Luis Ball, I think. Is that her last name? I think Luis Ball.
And, yes.
You know, good to see the program. So it's good to see our organizations work side by side. And to your point, we want to have some shared members in that. It's nice to see the LPGA and PGA women golf professionals play in the KPMG. That's always exciting to see, you know, people that we know playing in a major championship. And you're right, seed time and harvest. If we have more young ladies playing, then we'll have more women golf professionals later on. That's a fact.
Yeah. In all, 13 recipients were honored by the PGA of America for their accomplishments and efforts within the golf industry at the PGA show in Orlando. And, of course, the Deacon Palmer Award, one of the most prestigious names for the father of Arnold Palmer, Deacon Palmer, and it went to posthumously Cammie Maxfelt this year in Orlando. All right, Don, the clock is ticking. It's a two-year term. That's not a lot of time. What are some of the things on your agenda that you want to work on in the amount of time that you are the president of the PGA of America?
Yeah, you're right. Now, you know, just for everybody out there, you're secretary for 2 years, and then you become vice president for 2 years, and then you're president for 2 years. So I've had a four-year head start on doing the things that I wanted to accomplish when I'm president, and it's certainly talking to the members. I think the three big things are, you know, legislative advocacy. I've got to do that because of the confusion, like we talked about earlier. But we got to educate the legislators when it comes to water or property taxes or things that could impact our game. You know, we need those legislators to know who we are and what we do. We're small business owners, and that golf raises more money for charity than all the other professional sports combined. I am going to travel the nation, going to those PGM universities and talking to those kids. I feel like I can't change the future unless I talk to it. And so I'll be traveling the nation, talking to them. And then really focusing on PGA Coach. You know, PGA.coach is the website that you go to find a PGA instructor, and just making sure that all of our golf professionals understand that we're always teachers at heart, and let's spend a little bit less time on spreadsheets and more time on the golf course. And those are the three big things. And then I guess finally, we'll always do this. For the rest of my life, I'll be pushing PGA Hope, helping our Patriots everywhere. It's that veterans program that we do that our members are adaptively trained. And then the VA can literally prescribe a golf lesson that a PGA professional can
can give, and we know it's saving lives, and there's 22 veterans a day that commit suicide, and so that program's always going to be near and dear to my heart.
During the show, you actually had the PGA Hope Day to recognize and celebrate this program, and it's an incredible program that is in 50 states. There's 550 programs, and you've reached 17,000 veterans already. Just life-changing. And we've actually highlighted that program here on this show, which we were so honored to be able to share with our listeners.
Thank you. Yeah, 17,000 last year. I mean, over the last decade since we started the program, over 50,000 veterans have been served. We still have a lot of veterans on the wait list. And, you know, we take donations for that. You know, PGA Reach is our 501c3. We do try to make the workforce more diverse and inclusive with PGA Works. Our PGA Junior League, obviously we love PGA Junior League, boys and girls playing together with numbers on their back. And then PGA Hope, you know, if anybody did want to help a veteran, you know, all of our local programs are looking for sponsors and dollars. And thank you for featuring on the show, because it is one of those great programs that truly changes and saves lives.
That's Scott Ray Jr., owner-operator of Augusta Ranch Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona, the new president of the PGA of America. He started his two-year term in November. Don, I know you are super busy, and I know you had just a crazy week in Orlando. We do appreciate what you do, and we do thank you for taking the time to share some of that with us today.
Thank you, guys. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Don Ray.
Junior, the president of the PGA of America. Well, as I mentioned, Debbie spent most of the week in Orlando at the PGA show, along with the several thousand of her best friends in the golf industry. And we're going to talk to her about that and recap the show in our next segment when we come back with more of Tee to Green, the golf show, right after this.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup. with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Golfers listen because we speak their language every Sunday here on TD Green, the golf show. The language is golf, and a lot to talk about. The annual PGA show just concluded in Orlando, Florida. I know, Debbie, you were there for most of the week, and it's basically the traditional start for a lot of people to the golf season and the new business year for the $100 billion plus golf industry. It started on Tuesday with Demo Day, and it wrapped up yesterday. I remember when it used to wrap up on Sunday, and we used to be able to do this show Sunday morning from Orlando and the PGA show, but that went away a few years ago. But a busy week, and one of those where you do a lot of walking, a lot of talking, a lot of eating. Did you survive it okay?
I did. It was really phenomenal. I mean, it's the place to be if you are in the golf industry at all. It's the Orange County Convention Center. We take the whole building over, and if you walked it probably from end to end going through the aisles, you probably walked 5 miles. It is huge. There's everything you can imagine in terms of any kind of merchandise, from golf carts to simulators to practice aids to all the new equipment. And you get to try it not even just on the demo day outdoors. They set up an indoor driving range there, so you're still able to demo the different new clubs that are out, and some of the older clubs, and even get fittings. And it's absolutely a fascinating, energizing experience for all golfers, and they do allow amateur golfers to purchase tickets to get in as well, and they didn't used to do that. So I think that's a great thing for the whole industry to bring in the non-professionals. And then the education, Jay, that goes on. I went to 3 LPGA seminars along with a girls' golf program for us site directors. I went to that, and then we had our Rolex awards as well, which is always fun to stand and applaud for the best of our best. And Nancy Lopez is always attends that because there is a Nancy Lopez Golf Award winner, achievement award. So she's there to be to present and congratulate the winner of that award as well. So it's always great to have her support. And then on the floor, Jay, I mean, you know, Stacey Lewis was there, and other members of the Solheim Cup team, Megan King, and was with her, along with Lauren Coughlin. And then I heard Derek Jeter was down on the floor. I didn't see him, but he was part of some moves. So major faces and names in the golf industry attend, and then of course all the media, the Golf Channel, Golf Digest, and other media is there to share all about the show. So it really is just an exciting, exhilarating experience. The weather, though, Jay, oh my gosh, the demo day, I did not go to that partly because of the weather. It was rainy and cold the entire PGA show. And I think the weather really has changed in Florida. I wouldn't be surprised if they move it to February because the weather really has shifted. And it was PGA demo days have been a struggle the last few years with the weather, and it really did. I heard people were out there in the rain, in the freezing cold. Well, not freezing like I'm in New Jersey now, but in the very cold weather, out there trying these new clubs. So kudos to them. I was not one of those brave people.
Yeah, freezing for Florida anyway. The last one I attended, I
I caught a shuttle from my hotel to the convention center, but I had to walk like a block and a half to get to the shuttle, and I'm walking down the street in Orlando, and I can see my breath, and I'm going, wait a minute, this is Florida. This is not supposed to happen. But, yeah, maybe they ought to look at moving it up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it was for low 40s every morning, and it didn't get, you know, maybe into the 50s, maybe, but it was low 50s. So it really was a chilly experience. But once you were inside, it was great. There was one gentleman I saw with shorts on, and someone said to him, aren't you cold? He said, not when I'm inside. He said, I'm a little chilly getting in, but once I'm here, I'm really comfortable. So at 72 degrees inside, I think, when you're walking around. But there are, Jay, so many really interesting products. And one if I could share about, there's a new AI-powered cart. So imagine this. You have an AI-powered cart who can get around the golf course without you. It uses its own GPS. There is a camera on there, so it's watching you swing. It's analyzing how far your golf ball is going. So it will actually be your caddy and suggest clubs to you if you need it. And when it will also track your ball for you. So you won't lose a ball because you have your AI-powered cart tracking your golf ball. And then when you are getting close to the green and you take your putter out, it will go automatically to the next tee box because it knows you are about to be putting and you don't need anything else out of the cart. So it goes to the next tee box. I mean, absolutely amazing technology today that has been brought into the golf world, which is going to change the industry, as usually new technology has a way of doing that for all the participants.
That's a little scary. I don't know if I'm ready for that yet.
I mean, it was really fascinating. So, like, literally you have your own caddy. And I'm sure my guess is you can have conversation with it and, you know, and say, hey, what do you think of today's weather? I don't know what you can do with it, but besides what I mentioned, but for sure it's going to help you with your game. And then there's this great product that came out last year, and it's called Airbreak. It's where you can practice breaking putts indoors. It came out last year. There's still a waiting list to buy it, and they were a hit at the PGA show again. And then there's a new rangefinder. It's called Road to Golf, so they call it R2G. And it has a map of the hole on the outside of it. So you have this mini screen. So not only are you shooting the distances, but there's this mini screen. Then when you get to the green, it shows a heat map. And if you've never seen a heat map, you know, the PGA and LPGA tour players will use a certain map that has colors on it that shows where the elevations are, where the breaks are. You wonder how they ever misread a putt. And for those of you who don't know, the caddies will go out. They know where the hole will be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's a little dot on the green. They know exactly where the hole will be. They practice putting from every angle at that hole. Then they have a yardage book that shows the actual green, and it shows the break, you know, the angles of it. So, you know, those of you who say, oh, I'm so bad at reading greens, just realize the people you're watching on TV have all of this information, and have you ever seen them misread a putt or have the wrong pace to go along with their read? So give yourself a break is my tip on that. But this rangefinder will show you that heat map of the green so you can gain some knowledge on the elevation as well. What's coming out is something that will clip onto your phone, and it uses your camera to get the distance to be your GPS. So it's just nice and small, hooks right onto your phone. So that's coming in the future. It's not even out yet. They were just talking about it and showing some images of it at the PGA show.
Yeah, pretty amazing stuff, the technology and how technology on the course is changing things. There's been, of course, the surge in off-course golf, and things like the simulators and Top Golf and things like that. Did they have a major presence there this year?
Jay, major almost doesn't even describe it. I didn't realize there were so many different companies who have simulators. It was absolutely fascinating. I was in one, and they actually teamed up with this incredible technology, and those of you who like to gamble, pay attention. There is a group of people in Las Vegas who created an app. I should find it. Oh, my gosh, I don't know the name of it off the top of my head. But here's what I was doing. They start off, you set up your account, you put your picture in, so they use facial recognition. So I step into the simulator, I look at the camera, and boom, my name comes up. So now my whole account and my name is there. What you get at first is 10 free swings, and the bet is like a $3 bet. But it's not me paying because it's free. So the value is a $3 bet. And the first shot I had was 100 yards. And I hit it. They have like a bullseye. So I hit it in one of the outer layers of the bullseye, and I made $1.50 for my $3 bet. And I'm like, woohoo. So I didn't pay $3 because it's part of my free 10. The next shot was 80 yards. I hit it right in the center of the bullseye, and I made $18. So now I have $19.50 in my bank. And that's only two shots of the 10 I get for free. I hit three more shots, but, oh boy, Jay, I'm just not strong enough. They had steel-shafted stiff clubs there, and I was fighting those, so I struggled on the next three shots because it went to 160 yards and another like 140 yards. So then I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna stop now. I'm gonna save my five for when I come across the simulator again. And so I'll have that $19.50 in my bank. I could have cashed out. I could have just taken the money. But this group from Vegas, they really planned it out because it'll analyze your level of ability, and then it can make the targets a little more challenging. So if Tiger Woods is there and Annika and some of the best players in the world, Nelly Korda, it will look a lot different, their shots, than my shots or a 30 handicap golfer. So it's going to shift it in that way. But I was watching some people playing it, and it was like addicting. You could tell. And then they used all their 10, and then they were into betting themselves. They opened an account. You just attach your account, and the money goes right in there. I mean, they're making the game fun, and these indoor simulators are just fascinating with all the technology and how it looks. You really feel like you're at the golf courses.
We might have to find those people and get them on the show to talk about it.
I will work on that. I talked with one of the gentlemen from the company. I'll talk with him and say, hey, let's get you on and the group from Las Vegas. Because this is fascinating. I mean, how many golfers do you know who love to gamble on the course?
Oh,
and now you can do it and take money from a group of people in Las Vegas.
And you had $20 in the bank. You could have gone to lunch that day.
Exactly. I could have taken it, but I'm planning on, I have five more shots. I'm going to build that puppy up. I'm going for big money. And then they have a maximum bet, but I think you can bet at least up to $10 on it. So I think some big money can be won and probably lost because it is addicting. But how smart are they to give you the 10 shots and then you fall in love with it? And you feel like you can't lose because in the first 10, you can't lose. another thing coming out, Jay, that I would love to share. It's 4D motion. And typically, the only way that an amateur would use it if they go to a professional who uses the technology, and you'd put like a belt thing on, a thing on your wrist, and it's measuring your percent shoulder turn, your hip turn. It shows the comparison, your speed of your hands going through, and the order in which you swing. Because for those of you who know golf, and maybe this is something to check in your own swing, you should, on your forward swing, after you finish your backswing, you basically unwind from the bottom up. Well, this is helping to measure that. Now they've just come out with a vest. So I can have my student purchase this vest. And what will happen is all of the numbers from their swing, how far back they turned, how much their hip was turning, all the things that we're working on, and maybe even the setup. Like, it'll just show if they set up properly, can be sent to me. And I can look at that and analyze what happened on the course. One time they were testing this, and a gentleman was making this big full shoulder turn in his practice on the driving range. He was on the course, hitting over water, and he just flubbed it into the water. And he was like, oh, I just swung too fast on that. The fact was, he didn't make the same full shoulder turn, so his timing was off. with his shoulder.
That's been around a while.
So fascinating technology. Just continue to watch and learn what you can in the and what will work for you in terms of you enjoying the game even more.
Thanks to technology getting better and better and better. Debbie O'Connell will take a break and come back and wrap things up on today's QD Green right after this.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop. Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The fastest hour in radio, the quickest hour in golf. Along with Debbie O'Connell, I'm Jay Ritchie. It's Tee to Green. And before we wrap things up, quick check. What's happening in golf this week? Well, the PGA Tour in Southern California, the second stop on the West Coast swing. It's the Farmers Open at Torrey Pines, north of San Diego. Harris English, a one-shot lead over Samuel Stevens, and a two-shot lead over Andrew Novak going into the final round today. The old guys, tour champions, are idle this week after opening in Hawaii last week. The LPGA begins season number 75 next week in Orlando at the Hilton Tournament of Champions at Lake Nona. And LIV Golf begins its third season in a couple of weeks in Saudi Arabia. You won't be seeing Davis Love III on the golf course for a while. He's out of the hospital after open-heart surgery last week in Florida. Davis Love, 60 years old, probably going to be out of action for the next 3 or 4 months. So we wish a speedy recovery and the best to Davis Love III. Thanks to Don Ray. Boy, how good was Don, Debbie, the new president of PGA of America?
Well, I'm excited for things to come because he is absolutely fantastic. So congrats to the PGA of America for choosing a great leader. Let's hope the LPGA overall, you know, that's under one roof, the tour and the professionals. And the foundation, we're looking for our commissioner. Hope we get one who has the qualities and characteristics of Don.
Yeah, thanks to Don Ray for joining us earlier in the show. And thank you, Debbie, for the recap of the PGA show as well. Debbie at the PGA show, it doesn't get much better than that.
Very fun. Thank you.
All right, and that's going to do it. Our thanks to Robert DeCosa in Master Control. For Debbie O'Connell, I'm Jay Ritchie. Hope you get out and play some golf this week. And as always, hit them long, hit them straight.